It's December the 17th, 2013, and this is 508, a show about Worcester. Today we are in this strange part of the back of the Maine South CDC with
Lucas Glenn.
Yes.
And
Juliet Hurston.
And
Eric Lesperance.
Very good. And I am Michael Benedetti, and this is a show where we talk about Worcester and we try to keep it interesting and we try to keep it smart and we try to keep it real. And we're here today with people from the Woo Church talking about their future, their plans. Before we get into that, I wonder if people could talk about what is making you happy in the city of Worcester this week?
What is making me happy? I think people always make me happy. I tend to be a people person. So my family, my friends, our church community, just the city of Worcester, there's a lot of really great people in this city that tend to be really real people that will talk about what's really going on in their life, the good, the bad, and I think real connection really makes me feel alive, or it doesn't feel like I'm living on the surface, I'm like actually digging into something real, and that makes me happy.
I tell you, the Stone Soup stuff is making me really happy. It's like any day now they're finally going to have like all of the certification from the city, all the code zoning or whatever.
It's been a long time.
And that's it, and then it's done.
Perseverance has paid off for them. They're amazing people, for sure.
I love that. It's a good story. Juliet, what's making you happy in the city of Worcester this week?
Well, it's been snowing lately, and I really like snow a lot. I grew up in Florida, so we don't get much snow ever. So I really like snow, and it's beautiful, and it's white everywhere, and I love it. And yeah, I guess I also like people, like Lucas. So he kind of stole part of my answer. I just really like meeting people and laughing with new people and making new friends and walking down the street to work and just being like, oh, that's a nice person. They said hi to me. Let's be friends. And yeah, I just feel like, even though it's super cold, I feel like Worcester is still like kind of warm, and I just love it. And I love the people, and I love my friends, and I love Christmas parties and pajamas. So I guess that's pretty much it.
Eric?
Oh man, I just turned 30 on Saturday.
Congratulations.
So, you know, I guess it's a little bit selfish, but I'm excited about this new decade, being here in the city, and man, I had such a good celebration with my friends. So that has sort of been carrying me into this week. Mm-hmm. I'm also in between jobs.
Okay.
So I'm a little bit just kind of like floating right now. Mm. So I don't feel like I'm necessarily like in Worcester. I'm more just like in my apartment, sort of just hold up for a bit. And
that's the nature of winter too, holding up.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, thanks, guys. So why are we with you in this build, part of the back of the Maine South CDC?
Yeah, the Woo has been at the Pilgrim Church for 8 years, I guess, when we started doing kids programming there. And then as we grew to a church, we used our basement, and it's been great. It was free. We didn't have to pay anything, and we could do a lot of things in the community, and the community came out and used the space. And so as we've grown, we've gotten to, you know, learn how to do things better. And one of the things we figured out we needed was a space that fit us a little bit better. Mm-hmm. And so we looked around, and this space just seemed perfect. We love the Maine South CDC. We've been working with them for a long time. They do a lot in the community. Mm-hmm. And the space is in good shape for us, but it also needs some changing. So it's a good opportunity to change it to a way that really fits our needs. Also, we're looking for people in the city of Worcester to tell us what they think this place could be, because we want it to be a community center, not just a church space.
Right.
So we're excited to change it into a place that all of us could use together. So if you're interested in telling me what you want this place to be and how you could use it for different, you know, events, let me know, and I'd like to see if we can make that work.
Well, let's look at the space, and then we'll talk more about the Woo, and we'll talk more about that project, what it will look like.
Cool.
Was this a school? Why are there like Lincoln logs and things here?
It was a daycare.
Okay.
So what
is this space back here? How does this fit into the plan?
So as a church gathering, we need a space that a lot of people could kind of be together in one room. So this space will be that, though it's not actually big enough, so we'll have to like move some of the walls and the heating and venting and all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
To open it up. We have some bathrooms. The CDC has given us some extra storage space, and so we're going to bust through some of the concrete block walls into their area to create more rooms to be out that section.
So this becomes a giant meeting room, some smaller rooms over
right.
there.
Right, kitchen, and has, you know, the grease trap and the dishwasher.
So this is like a legitimate kitchen with all the whatevers that you need if you're going to make it a certified kitchen?
Yeah, I think we could do a lot cooking and feeding and help, you know, having some fun parties here. So we actually mm-hmm. can do a lot. This will be the entrance, and okay. Hopefully we'll be able to open this up a little bit more, so it's a more kind of like welcoming entrance. Right now it's a couple offices, a lot of kids' rooms. I love the little kids' toilets, you know, kind of cute. So we'll be able to.
I just need a video of this sign also.
Yeah, you need that. So this will be about the wall that's going into that other area.
Okay.
And then this back here will be kind of set up into better classrooms. You know, it could be another daycare in the future if we could pull that off. We do an art camp that we might make into a regular ongoing program.
That's the main idea?
Main idea.
Okay.
Yeah. And there's also just, you know, other opportunities. We do a yoga and contemplative prayer class at the Y. Maybe we'd house that here. We have some personal trainers that might be doing some boot camps here. But, you know, people that want to use in the community for different things, we'd love them to be, you know, kind of in here as well. So. Mm-hmm. So yeah, this is the space. It's not huge, but it's actually, I think, a really good space for us because, you know, it's not a lot to heat, and it's, you know, we'll be able to set up, I think, in a multifunctional way that will be efficient and as green as we possibly can make it. But, you know, it'll be a good space. It's right here, has parking, it's right here in Main South. Mm-hmm. It's a good spot.
Well, let's sit down and talk more about what's going on with you guys.
Okay.
Lead the way. So, I'm always so fascinated by the Wu Church. I want to talk a little bit about the history. When and where did this project start?
The Wu started, I guess, 8 years ago.
Okay.
I moved to Worcester with my family, and we were looking for something next in our life. And my wife and I both thought we would live overseas. She lived in India for a bit. I lived in Jamaica for a while, and we really loved the cultures of those communities. And when we moved to New England, we loved the culture of New England. You know, we loved the kind of university mindset, very thoughtful people that, you know, helped me grow in just incredible ways. Worked at the Regional Environmental Council and at Trader Joe's and various places that just, you know, made some really good friendships. And so we just found this place to be home. I'm from Pittsburgh originally. And so just for the last 8 years, we've been trying to do as much kind of practical good as we could in the community, trying to figure out how, like, to help people's lives be better. And I think as we're doing that, you know, spiritual needs are, you know, on the forefront a lot. And for my own life, it's a big part of what I think about. And for other people that are thinking about spiritual things, they have come together and we've talked about those things and learned together and try to grow together in ways we make our lives better. So that's the, you know, behind us starting as the church.
Okay. And then what was the first step in setting up as a church in Worcester?
You know, the real interesting thing is I didn't know anything about it. And so I tend to be a person that tries to get guidance from God as much as I can. So I just ask questions and see what comes to my mind. It's a little weird.
Yeah.
But what came to my mind when I asked God how to start a church, what came to my mind was walk around the city 7 times and I'll lead you to the building I'll give you. I thought that was stupid, so I didn't do that.
That sounds, I get so disappointed now. I wanted to hear about that.
Well, hold on. So I started a Bible study in my house on Chandler Street there behind the Salvation Army. Uh-huh. And it didn't go well, and one of the guys in my group killed another guy in the building and set the apartment on fire, and it was just an ugly scene.
Okay.
And after a year, I'm like, I should do that walking around thing. So I did.
Okay. Oh, great. Okay.
And it turns out Worcester is a big city. Did you know?
Yeah.
Like a third of the way around the city on, like,
Route 20, I called up my friend to pick me up. But so after 7 days, I found like just this kind of draw to Gardner and Main Street. Uh-huh. And I didn't even notice the Pilgrim Church. I saw the warehouses there and I tried to rent them. It didn't work out. And so my dad came up and suggested, why don't you check out that church? And so I went there. And weird circumstances, I had this dream, the only dream I feel like was like a real legit, like guiding me kind of dream. And what ended up happening is they gave us the space for free for the last 8 years. So so I don't know what will happen to the building. I'm still the pastor of the Pilgrim Church. And as long as they'll have me, I'll be there. And we're hoping for the building itself to be.
So wait, so you're are you the pastor of the church itself?
The Pilgrim Church, yeah.
As well as the Woo Church?
As well as the Woo Church, yeah. Okay. I wear a robe at 10:30 and then I take it off at 12.
Okay.
So yeah, that's kind of how we got there. And it's just been like every step along the way, just saying, okay, God, what to do now? What to do now? And it doesn't always work out so well, but often that kind of feels like it's leading me to like the next step. Mm-hmm. You know, just kind of asking God questions. Mm-hmm.
And so I want to ask you other guys a couple of questions here, because I've been talking to Lucas for a while. What kind of a church is the Woo?
Oh, man, it's amazing.
She has to say that. It's She's like, contractually obligated.
Yeah. anyway, yeah, it's really different. Okay. It's pretty amazing. To me, it's like a family, and it is so raw and real, and I don't know, it's just like you walk in and people are like genuinely like happy to see you, and it just feels like instant like connection with people, and it feels like people are like real and like they like care about like your day, and when they say how are you, then they really mean how are you. They don't mean like how are you, okay, I'm gonna like go in 2 seconds, so like don't have like a long answer. Like it's really great, and I don't know, like for me it's just like one of those places that you can like go and like be yourself and people still love you.
and it's a Christian church, right?
Oh, yeah.
And were you a Christian before you got involved with it, or has that happened afterwards?
Yeah, so I, like, grew up in the church, and my parents are, like, missionaries, and, I mean, I've been going to church for as long as I've been.
You're all about church.
Whatever. Yeah, I mean, I thought I was, and and then as I got older, then I was like, yeah, I mean, I'm not really into church, and I think it was just, like, because to me it seemed more like a job, like you just go to church because that's what you do, like you're just supposed to, so you go. And it wasn't really like all that, like it wasn't, I don't know, it just wasn't relational to me, and it wasn't something I was like really excited about and stuff. And then when I moved to Worcester a few years ago, my mom actually was like, oh, you're gonna like go to Worcester for like 2 weeks and meet Jesus and blah blah blah, and I was like, oh, that's funny. And so I went to the Woo, and it was like this completely different church, and I'm like, holy cow, I actually like being here, and like I think that I want this, and like God seems pretty cool, and wow, like Jesus loves me, and like just all this stuff that like, I mean, I don't know, it seems kind of silly, but like all this stuff that I'd kind of just like not thought about and like kind of put on the back burner and just kind of like, oh yeah, whatever, that's just what I do. Like it became like, I don't know, like what I live for, and I'm like, I love church and I love Jesus, and like I want to like do all this great stuff because of like what Jesus did for me. And like it's just kind of funny to like see like where and how that all happened. And yeah, the Woo is a pretty big part of that. So
wonderful. Eric, I want to ask you the question, which is always the difficult question, which is, what is there about the Woo that people need to know that we haven't talked about yet today? What are these two layers leaving out?
I think maybe what's helpful to know about the Woo is that there is, I guess we pitch an experience of God that's on the table for anybody, mm-hmm. no matter, you know, what background you come from, or say like what belief system or non-belief system you have. The pitch is that, you know, God ultimately in the big sense is love, you know? And I think oftentimes in church, there's like a depiction or like, you know, say on TV or whatever, you know, in culture, there's a depiction that God is like a boss, that he is gonna tell you what to do. And if you don't do it, then you get fired, or you get punished, or, you know, you kind of get the backhand. And the experience that we've had of God, you know, and through Jesus or whatever, is that God's more like a doctor who cares about you and has suggestions for how to make your life better and how to, like, help you experience the fullest life. And so that's, like, really what we come to do. I think that's why Juliet feels so excited and why she felt so welcomed or whatever. It's because, you know, we are centered around, you know, this spiritual figure, Jesus, and we believe that he's interested in, you know, helping us have the best life possible. And so we kind of dive into life together, and we welcome more and more people to do that, because we'd love to see as many people as possible live the best life possible, you know.
Mm-hmm. I got one thing that we didn't mention. Okay. That was really good, though. We are moving, and to move take quite a bit of money.
Right.
And we're not a rich church. We're, we're supported by our people, and they're doing the best they can. It's really cool. But we feel like, you know, if the city of Worcester, people out there feel like they want to contribute to what we're doing, we would love their help. Mm-hmm. We need about $200,000 to do it. And so on our website, thewoo.org, there's this tab, Woo Relocation Fund. There's a lot of information about there, about what we're doing and the changes and why we're moving. Mm-hmm. And some really cool stories about people's life that has been impacted, I think is compelling for, like, why this is an important thing to contribute to. So if people want to help, they could do that online. They could donate to us, and we'd love that help.
I want to ask you about, like, planning, scheduling, things like this. And I, you know, for the last 5 years, I've just had my heart beat into the pavement with a sledgehammer by all this Stone Soup stuff, which has drug on forever. And so, like, I think we literally have not had anybody talking about Stone Soup on this show for a year, just because it's always like, whatever the plan always goes wrong. Eventually things end up right, but never according to the plan. Like, what is the pie in the sky timeline plan for this space?
Yeah. So right now our folks are contributing to this fund. So this next week is kind of like our big tally of how much money we've raised from ourselves. And okay. So people are selling cars, and people are pledging, you know, a big part of their paycheck over this next year so that we could be able to have the money to do the work.
Right.
And so once we have a pretty decent idea of how much we have, we'll be able to make our plan. I think the $200,000 goal would make this space into everything we were hoping it to be in the community. We'll see how much actually comes in. Mm-hmm. Then, you know, we hire an architect, and we've been talking to a bunch of different construction people and all this. We're hoping to be in here by early summer. If not before.
Oh, great. Is this a space that you're not buying this? You would be renting?
We're renting it. Yeah. Okay. Clark owns the building. The Main South CDC is subletting it to us. We got a 5-year lease.
Okay.
Very, very generous. They're just really trying to make it work for us. Mm-hmm. And we could renew that for another 5 years, and we could renew that after that for another 10 years twice. Okay. So we could be here 30 years.
Okay. Great. So I often think about people who are renting buildings that there's a big incentive to not improve the building because you don't own the building. But this is a situation where you could put that kind of money in because you could have a really long-term lease.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think this space will be able to be good for us for that length of time. I mean, we're not sure what the future is, but it seems like this would be the right fit for us.
And this space currently, I mean, we just saw it's like a daycare. It's more or less, I mean, if you only raise a small amount of money, and you said, okay, fine, well, we can rehab part of it, and we can sort of push off the rest of it till later, and we can be using it. Is it that kind of a situation?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, the first thing we probably need to do is actually make the large gathering space, because if we don't have that, we can't really fit in there.
Right.
And then, you know, kind of making a nice entryway and kind of, you know, building out the other rooms. All those things could come in steps, okay. But we would like to actually have it done before we move in, of course. Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. This is an exciting plan.
Thank you.
Well, thanks for being on the show this week, guys. Juliet, Eric, Lucas, and I'm Mike Benedetti. Is there anything else that we need to talk about? Is there anything else that we're calling out of your heart to be said?
You know, yay Stone Soup, and yay for all the organizations in Maine South. One of the cool things about, you know, thinking about the relocation is about what the city is and what Maine South is. And there's so many great organizations around here. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I guess I want to encourage people, whether or not you participate in the Woo or not, participate in one of the great organizations around here, because there's so much good stuff going on, and yeah, it's good to be a part of it.
It's very exciting to think about Stone Soup opening up. I mean, you guys are moving. This space, if people don't know where it is, it's just a block from the Pilgrim Church.
Yeah.
So you guys aren't physically moving very far. And Stone Soup is just kind of like not too many blocks over that way.
Stone's throw.
Thank you. Oh, my goodness. And it's just exciting to think about, like, all that space opening up, all that activity starting up, this space potentially getting rehabbed, and this space, like, opening up. And like you said, you're looking for feedback from people, too. Like, what is their need to be? How could this space be helpful to groups?
Right.
Additional groups.
Because there's so many other organizations around here that are doing great things, so we're not going to, you know, kind of reinvent the wheel. We're not we're just part of what is happening. So the uniqueness of our space, a lot of, like, Stone Soup has often used our space at the Pilgrim Church for their events. REC often does.
We should point out that the day of the fire, that was where people, that was very generous of you guys also. That was where we met on the day of the fire.
Yeah, strangely, I was living two houses up, and I was the first one smelling smoke.
Yeah,
and I went down there, I'm like, what's going on? Yeah. And so I was just about to kick in the door when the police showed up, and they call me back or whatever. Mm-hmm. I love Stone Soup. So, you know, as a church, we give 10% of what we get in away to local organizations like Stone Soup and RSC mm-hmm. and Mainsail CDC and things mm-hmm. like that. So we are not in any way, you know, separate. We're a part of these other great organizations. So we want to support what's going on in the neighborhood as well.
Absolutely. I love that spirit. That's why I said, like, it's just exciting to think about all these spaces opening up, and not in a sense of, like, whatever, being competitive, like, we're going to get the ACLU to move into the Woo, get them out of Stone Soup. None of that. It's all about, like, that there's whatever the amount of, like, space like this that the city of Worcester needs, it doesn't have anywhere near as much as it needs.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, guys.
Doing your show. You're
Thanks,
part
guys.
Of the community. You make it happen. You're the connector.
I'm always very excited about this church. All right, guys. We'll talk to you next week. Have a good Christmas. Bye-bye.